Klaus reached into his pocket and brought out a sheet of paper. He unfolded it, and his sisters could see that it was page 13 of the Snicket file. He pointed to the photograph of the Baudelaire parents and the sentence that was printed below it. "Because of the evidence discussed on page 9, he read out loud, "experts now suspect that there may in fact be one survivor of the fire, but the survivor's whereabouts are unknown. We've got to survive too, so we can find out what happened and bring Olaf to justice." "But if we take turns," Violet said frantically, "there's a better chance that one of us will survive." "We're not leaving anyone behind," Klaus said firmly. "That's what makes us different from Olaf." Violet thought for a moment and nodded. "You're right," she said. Olaf's associate kicked at the door, and the crack grew bigger. The children could see a tiny orange light shining in the hallway, and realized that the fire and the associate must have reached the door at the same time. "I'm scared," Violet said. "I'm frightened," Klaus said.
"Sheer terror," Sunny said.
And the associate kicked the door again, forcing a few sparks through the crack in the door. The Baudelaires looked at one another, and each child grabbed the rubber band cord with one hand. With their other hands, they clasped one another, and then, without another word, they leaped out of the window of Heimlich Hospital. Stop. There are many things in this world I do not know. I do not know how butterflies get out of their cocoons without damaging their wings. I do not know why anyone would boil vegetables when roasting them is tastier. I do not know how to make olive oil, and I do not know why dogs bark before an earthquake, and I do not know why some people voluntarily choose to climb mountains where it is freezing and difficult to breathe, or live in the suburbs where the coffee is watery and all of the houses look alike. I do not know where the Baudelaire children are now, or if they are safe, or if they are even alive. But there are some things I do know, and one of them is that the window of the supply closet in the ward for people with nasty rashes of Heimlich Hospital was not on the third floor or the fourth floor, as Klaus had guessed. The window was on the second floor, so that when the three children dropped through the smoky air, clinging to the rubber band cord for dear life, Violet's invention worked perfectly. Like a yo-yo, the children bounced gently up and down, brushing their feet against one of the bushes planted in front of the hospital, and after a few bounces, it was safe to drop to the ground and hug each other with relief.
"We made it,"
Violet said. "It was a close call, but we survived." The Baudelaires looked behind them at the hospital and saw just how close a call it had been. The building looked like a fiery ghost, with great bursts of flame coming from the windows and oceans of smoke pouring from great gaping holes in the walls. The children could hear glass shattering as the windows burned away and the crackle of wood as the floors fell through. It occurred to the children that their own house must have looked like this on the day it burnt down, and they stepped back from the burning building and huddled together as the air grew thick with ashes and smoke, obscuring the hospital from view.
"Where can we go?"
Klaus asked, shouting over the roar of the fire.
"Any minute now, the crowd will figure out that we're not in the unfinished half of the hospital and return here."
"Run!"
Sunny shrieked.
"But we can't even see where we're going,"
Violet cried.
"The whole area is filling up with smoke."
"Stay down,"
Klaus said, dropping to the ground and beginning to crawl.
"In the Encyclopedia of Escaping Arson, the author wrote that there's more oxygen closer to the ground, so we can breathe more easily, but we need to get to some kind of shelter right away."
"Where will we find some kind of shelter in this empty landscape?"
Violet asked, crawling behind her brother.
"The hospital is the only building for miles, and it's burning to the ground."
I don't know,"
Klaus said, coughing loudly.
But we can't breathe in this smoke for long."